ask you something.
I know. Why am I carrying two lunches? Because of that bully Terry Fenster. This way, after he steals mine, I still have something to eat.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you, who would win a fight between Bigfoot and a Komodo dragon? But your question is good, too.
How come Terry wants your lunch so bad?
I think he needs the extra energy for when he throws me in the dumpster. Yesterday, I had to take two baths and put on my dad's aftershave to hide the smell.
It could be worse.
Oh, really? How?
Well, you could get sucked out of the plane through the toilet. That's why I never flush, not even in my own home. What?
Coffee, dear?
Thanks, sugariest of boogers.
Hugh, did you notice that Jimmy's been taking two lunches for school every day? And last night he was wearing some horrible stinky aftershave.
Sounds like our Jimmy has his eyes on a little mamacita.
I think maybe it's time you gave him the talk. Cream and sugar?
Hey, neutral brain, you got something for me?
Here's my lunch, Terry. Oh, darn, now I don't have one.
Well, sure you do, Jimmy, remember? You brought that second lunch so that when Terry... I mean, if I was a kangaroo, I'd have a big pocket right here.
Applesauce.
Jimmy, don't put up with that. You have to tell a teacher.
Or your parents. Even you shouldn't have to deal with a vicious bully on a daily basis.
I think Cindy's right, because adults usually know the right thing to do. Except in horror films when there's a spider in their bathtub disguised as a hair clog and...
Oh, I can't look! I'll tell an adult eventually. In the meantime, maybe Terry will get bored and terrorize someone else. And so then he filled my backpack with glue and used my stomach for bongo practice.
Wow. What are you gonna do?
The one thing I do better than all the Terry Finsters put together.
Cry and beg for mercy?
No. Put science to work. Where there's a lab, there's a way.
Jimmy, your father and I...
That's me.
We guessed about your situation at school.
Yeah, it's something every boy at your age has to go through.
Wait, wait, wait. You know about Terry?
Terry? That's Terry. A girl's name. Son, let me ask you a question. Do you get that funny feeling in your liver whenever Terry's near?
Yes, and for some time afterward. Look, I'd love to stay and talk, but I've got to go invent something for Terry. Goddard?
Hugh, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, the bride's parents pay for the wedding.
They do?
Yes.
Oh.
Dum-dum-da-dum, dum-dum-da-dum.
Voila! The Gym Tech Personal Anti-Bully Device.
Initiate command sequence.
What?
Your chair is bigger than mine.
Goddard, pretend to attack me.
Threatening metal canine, attack on my command.
Who voted you, Mr. Bossy Pants?
I heard that.
Look out, Terry Finster.
Hey, Neutron, where's my lunch?
Oh, sorry, Terry. Only brought one. I'll tell you what, though. After I'm done, I'll put some ketchup on the bag and you can eat that.
Wrong answer, Neutron.
Jim Jack, deliver warning.
I want to do it.
It's the captain's job.
No, sometimes the stewardess gets to talk.
Get me a pillow and some tea and we'll discuss it.
Nanobots, imminent threat to order!
Step away from the boy.
Is that pipe plate talking to me? You're dead, Neutron!
Neutron, way to go. Still think I can't handle myself?
That thing's cool, Jimmy. How's does it work?
Nanobot technology.
Not like the ones in the pants that tried to take over the world.
No, no, Carl. Those were nano chips. These are second generation. Plus, I used two of them. So there's a system of checks and balances, and nothing can go wrong.
Hey, Neutron. Slick work out there. What is this stuff? My whole body's itching like crazy!
Hey, that's not supposed to happen!
Ah, Victor, stop jitterbugging! Jimmy, put that toy away!
Menacing poultry-esque human at 12 o'clock!
I'm small, not blind!
Sorry, Miss Bell! Jim Jack, stop that!
He said stop her!
Forget what I said about telling someone, Neutron. It's much more fun to watch you handle it.
Sorry about the three consecutive detentions there, Jim.
Oh, minor flaw. I'll fix it.
Look, guys. The new popular figure with retractable fish.
Would you like to comment on this?
He got what was coming to him?
Very good. Have a cookie.
Oh, thanks.
Jimmy, just got a phone call from Terry's mom. Did you two have a little spatteroo?
You, a talk?
Once upon a time, a boy sparrow said to a girl sparrow,
Nice feathers. Can I buy you some melon?
Well, the girl sparrow...
You know, I would really love to hear the rest, Dad, but I'm having a small emergency. Bye!
Yeah, and then when he got to her nest, he was alarmed to find out her mother was a cantankerous old crow!
You? Screwdriver!
Out. I win.
No way. That was it.
Never. Ah! Sharp object, dear owner.
Got her! Attack and dismantle the gym tech! Sick on, boy!
Oh, gas planet.
There he is.
Nice going, Captain. You almost lost him.
Nanobot, stand down! I order you to stop attacking people.
Someone threatened you to make you say that. Where are they?
Hi, Jimmy.
Was it him?
Ow.
And we want our cookie back.
Hi. Why does everyone look so worried?
We're not worried. We're happy to see you. See?
I'm sorry about this. The nanobots are just a little overzealous.
Are you thirsty, owner?
No.
Step away from the fountain.
I said I'm not thirsty.
Who is making you say that?
Hey, Jimmy.
Is it him?
No! Get away!
Oh, Jimmy Neutron, you are great and so beyond compare. The rest of us aren't even fit to wash your underwear. Oh.
Louder, with more feeling.
Oh, what am I gonna do? It scared off my enemies, but it's terrorizing my friends. It's like I'm the bully.
Hey, Jimbo, there you are. Son, let's talk about girls. Well, girls are like a piping hot slice of pie with a big scoop of confusion on top.
Confusion, that's it!
Pie time, honey!
Oh, nanobots! Watch this!
Owner under attack.
And your head's too big, too...
Counterattack! Get him!
We can't get him. He's him. What do we do?
You tell me, Captain. I'm just a stewardess, remember?
Trying to crawl away from me, huh?
Primary command must be obeyed.
Take that!
Cannot obey. Program data overload. Lemon, soy nut, monkey, hidden, don't bump.
Spindle, rotate. How come come, you get the parachute.
Quiet, or I'll detach my ankle.
Cue, birds, bees, now!
Jimmy, I...
It's okay, Dad. I don't have the problem anymore. Terry moved to another school, and...
Oh, there'll be other Terrys, honey. Let's have some hot chocolate.
Now, wait a minute. Just wait a darn minute, you two. I'm ready to give the talk, and gosh darn it, I'm gonna give the talk, and I'm gonna do it right now. Yeah. You see, Goddard, boys are one way, and girls, well, they're another way entirely. Then there's ducks.